You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Tell me about the big picture for the weather this season across the Corn Belt.
To date, the big picture hasn't been as bad as it could have been, that's for sure. We did see some pretty significant heat about a week ago, and a lot of people are still talking about that, and rightfully so. Temperatures were very warm. More than anything, though, one of the most unusual features of last week's heat was the dew point. The dew point is a measure of how much water is in the air, and there were some exceptional dew points last weekend, with dew points approaching and even exceeding 80 degrees, which is extremely high, and some of the highest dew points you'll ever see anywhere in the world. So that just tells you just how muggy it was a week ago, and that was part of the reason it felt so hot, and that was accompanied by heat. But the bigger picture is that much of July prior to that period was not very hot. The 2 weeks prior to the heat that we just saw was pretty close to normal, and about the 7 to 10 day period before that was actually quite a bit cooler than normal. Many of you might remember the 4th of July weekend, when maximum temperatures were only in the 60s and 70s. Those types of temperatures were pretty close to the normal minimums for the day, but those were the maximums. And this long stretch of cool weather we had right around the 4th of July that lasted 4 to 5 days really has kept temperatures down quite a bit for the month of July. If you look at the month of July across the entire U.S. Corn Belt, we're only going to end up around number 45 warmest of the last 121 years. And what that means is that there were 45 Julys that will have been warmer than this July, going all the way back to 1895. So even though it does seem warm, and we're not going to say that it wasn't hot last week, because it was, and it was very hot even as recently as Sunday and Monday, the bigger picture is that there just has not been a lot of heat this month in particular, and again, mostly due to that cool period around the 4th of July, and then a lack of heat until about 7 to 10 days ago.
How surprising is this given the El Nino and the way it waned in November and December?
Well, that's a great question, but here's one of the more interesting facts there. You know, the historical odds with the diminishing El Nino and also with the really mild autumn and winter that we had, the odds have always been for the summer to be warmer or much warmer than normal. Now, technically, July is going to go down as warmer than normal, and June will have been the 10th warmest on record. So to date, this summer is going to have been fairly warm, but it just didn't really happen the way we thought it might, at least at the moment. You know, the worst case scenario for corn and soybeans in any growing season is to have hot weather during the reproductive phases and after them. So even though June was very warm, it was prior to this very sensitive phase for each crop. We still don't know what August will bring, but just, you know, into the beginning of August at least, it doesn't look too bad. I mean, we know the next 4 or 5 days are going to be seasonable to cool, with highs only in the 70s and 80s.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather. He's in Chicago, Illinois. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.